Hargy, hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my baddest giggle?
David giggles. It's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
Giggles is going all out.
Like, Yvonne is already, and I was like...
And you're on, buddy.
Oh.
All right, we are...
Sorry.
It's okay. It's totally cool. It's totally cool. We are Dave and Giggles, and I just literally walked in from Boston.
You flew in here.
I flew in.
I just got shocked by that mic.
I know. Well, you don't have your normal mic.
I don't have my... I gave it up.
You gave it up.
To our special guest.
Is it because you're chivalrous, or...
Maybe. Well, I just wanted her to... Since she was probably going to do a little bit more of the speaking,
all right.
I wanted to give her... Plus, if I take some pictures, I want her to have a nicer mic than an SM58 in front of her face.
All right.
I can't really hear myself.
Why can't you hear yourself? Yeah, you're fine. You're golden, bro.
Put my headphones up a little bit.
Okay. Where... Here, just keep... Is that...
Check.
Is that you?
Check. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
How about that?
There it is.
That's the one.
Now it is.
I love doing on-air stuff, you know? Just doing it...
All right.
Anyway, so I just got back from a pretty fantastic weekend. My weekend entailed me hanging out with my, what's today's date? A little more than about 6 week old goddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really nice. I got to hang out with a baby. I got to hold a baby. I got to play with a baby. I made the baby smile.
Yeah.
I made the baby laugh. Made the baby cry.
Well, you're a funny looking dude.
Yeah.
Are we switching?
You were switching. We got a lot of cords going around. Yeah. It's a little bit, it's one of those ramshackle shows.
All right, tell me what's going on.
All right, so tonight is a big show. We have two special guests. I've sort of, it was like CNN's crossfire.
Okay.
I wanted to pit them against each other.
Sure, this is what we did with the stereotype gay show. So
stereotype gay
now
show.
Now we got the stereotype green show.
It's a green show. We got you, Yvonne or Yvonne?
Yvonne
Goujelet and Christos Rentos, both I would say pretty up on the green scene. Always sending me stuff.
Sure.
Always let me know what's happening.
Keeping it real. That's pretty much what Christos does. Keeps it real.
He does keep it real. So, and I wanted to get Christos on here again.
Sure.
Because I think he's a little bit smarter than I am.
Oh, well, a little bit.
Just ladies and gentlemen, that is completely false.
You are green. We're going to take you down a little bit. That's cool. It's cool. Everything is cool.
It's all color coded. Just for the listeners at home.
Yeah.
I color coded the mic cables, so
all right.
Dave should have an easier time of figuring out who's speaking.
I like the color coded. That's very nice. You actually did something that I'm proud of.
Right.
I mean, it's rare, but you did something I'm proud of.
But here we are with our special guest.
Hi.
All
right.
So tell me what the number is for people to call in.
646-915-9228. I'll give that number again in case you're looking for a pen. That number is 646-915-9228.
And, that's hilarious. Hold on a second. Hold on one second. I just informed that the video is on.
What video? They're looking at
you. Hey, guys. I'm turning it off. Now you cannot see me anymore.
You're like Charlie Sheen, except you're not bombing.
Thank you, Deb.
Deb, always there for us.
Always there for
us. So tonight, right, during this hour, we're going to have a goal.
What's a goal?
I know it's not impossible, but we're going to try to sort of come up with the solution. We're four... Wow.
Hi, everybody. That was me.
Yvonne's chiming in the first time with the burp. So I can't promise a solution, but we're gonna talk about what's out there and ways we can make living better. Yvonne has had like 8 beers, so I don't know how.
She's a little tipsy.
She's a little
worried. All right,
so why don't you tell me a little bit about the people in the studio so that the people can understand where we're coming from? I mean, you just gave like a basic thing. Let's get a little bit deeper. Let's get a little deeper.
Why don't we have them tell?
I'm shaped like Grimace.
Yeah.
You kind of. Not at all.
Not at all. So we have Yvonne and Christos.
Okay.
So, I would say, I mean, I just gave them the description. I don't really. Yeah. What do they want to tell?
My name's Yvonne. Hello, world. This is my first time on a radio show. I'm very excited. So be gentle, boys. Okay.
We will be.
We'll try. I'm excited to be here. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and The green movement has been around for a while. I mean, it's not a new concept, but I am a voice of that movement right now, and I'm here to speak on behalf of the green revolution.
Nice. So, yeah. So what are you doing right now to be green? I noticed that you have a little, you call it the Green Survival Kit. Explain to our listeners at home what this is, because it's kind of cool, hippie chic, we'll have to say.
Yeah. Well, I call it is a bit of a survival kit. It's just a reusable water bottle. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Reusable water bottle and a reusable little bag that sort of unfolds to a larger bag. And I call them my weapons of choice, mm-hmm. You know, to eliminate waste. The statistics are that there's 2.5 billion bottles a day. Or no. Is it billion or million? Oh, that's a big number.
Nobody's keeping track here.
Anyway, listen, it's a lot. There are a lot of water bottles a day that are tossed, and they're not all recycled. And even if they are recycled, they don't necessarily get properly
recycled. Okay.
So the concept is reduce. You stop using plastic where you can. And so I carry around a reusable water bottle, and I do not
made
use...
of.
Yes, that is a very good
made of plastic.
Very good point. It does seem, you know, it's a very good
but
point
that's
to bring
the
up.
Thing. You're using it for its intended purpose, not for
reusing it, right. Which is eliminating waste.
You're not going to throw it away.
I'm not going to throw it away.
And I will say, we'll take a picture of it and show them on the website. There's a little lanyard, and it's kind of cool.
It's totally cool.
I wear it outside.
And it's pink.
It's pink because I'm a girl, and it's green because it's a green idea. The bag is green. But the purpose of it, I'm personally wearing it outside of my bag because there are a lot of people that carry these things with them inside their purse or their bag or whatever. I carry it on the outside to if somebody's sitting on the train or on the street and say, oh, that's an interesting thought. I never thought about doing that. And the idea is just to spread the word about plastic and that the plastic is ending up in the ocean. It's there's only so much space on our planet, mm-hmm. and there.
This is true. And there's how many of us now? Estimated 7 billion?
We're close to close 7 to a, billion.
Six, I'm going to, real quick, caller, you're on the air.
Oh.
What's going on,
buddy?
Sounds like jailhouse.
It is jailhouse. I just.
How are
you? Not bad. What's going on, buddy?
I'm driving home.
Yeah? Did you hit that traffic?
Bad. A little bit of traffic on the PQE, but other than that,
nice.
Cool.
I want to say big thanks to Joe. He brought me back from Boston to in time for the show. So big shout out to Joe.
Nice
Joe.
Job,
important.
Dude.
That's big.
Yeah,
that's big, big job. Big job.
Way to drive like a maniac.
He does. Oh my God.
So Joe, we want to know, how are you going green? This is the Green Show. How are you taking steps to
and not
better
on Meeker Avenue?
Right.
Giggles, you gotta try that again.
How are you going green?
Is that the topic of today's show?
Yep.
the listeners.
To be honest with you, I'm really not.
Okay.
As an artist, it's difficult because kind of what you do, you know, for example, if you're a painter, right, that's very not green.
There is paint. There's actually non-toxic paint.
It's like, mm-hmm. And I'm lazy about it, you know. And so right now, all I do is take pictures and video, and there's not a lot of waste product there, so mm-hmm. I don't have to change much.
Mm-hmm.
But for other things,
is anybody listening to Joe?
I'm listening to him.
I
know this story.
Well, can Joe? Joe, hi, Joe. My name's Yvonne. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello, Jailhouse. Hi. Hi, I'm Yvonne. Nice to meet you. It's interesting point that you mentioned about painting and being an artist and your art being green. There are non-toxic paints out there, and I understand. Well, he mentioned paint, and
I know he's just losing his shit over there. That's why we call him Giggles.
Bill,
look at him.
Giggles.
He's just laughing his ass off.
Joe, you mentioned something. You mentioned laziness.
Who is that talking?
Oh, I'm Yvonne. I'm a friend of Mike. Mike's from college.
Giggles. It's a special guest.
Ah, Jenny. Yeah, not Jenny.
Let's stay on topic here, guys. Can we?
He mentioned a good point.
Like her.
I
know that there are non-toxic paints, and there's like tons of ways to, as a creative person, to be conscious about it. I'm just really lazy about doing it, and right. I'm just admitting that, and I need to get better about that, you know? I'm more conscious with like my health, like cutting out.
All right, Joe. I'm gonna send you with this, Yvonne. If you could give one tip for artists in any field, what kind of tip would you give them?
I think.
What?
Don't worry about it, Joe.
This would be my tip for painters. There are paints out there that are non-toxic, and they're generally made by minerals, and they're mixed in a green, eco-friendly way. And painters are able to purchase them. I don't know the price contrast between acrylics versus non-toxic paint. I don't know the contrast, but it's something to look into. And again, laziness is a huge issue.
So, Joe, don't be lazy. Keep your eyes on the road and get home.
Yeah, get off
home
the phone.
Get safe, please.
Well, all right, JLS.
Let me just say this. All right. Let me just say this, and then throw me off.
I'm throwing you off.
I like what you're saying, but I think, I mean, I haven't been in an art store in a long time, but I know, like, coming up in high school and college, you know, where I went to learn and get my supplies was from, you know, the big art stores, like D-Trex and Pearl Paint and everything. And I don't know if things have changed, but, like, I mean, that's a great place to start to get the word out because it's very, the information to find, you have to dig around. And I think that, you know, I think I can speak for a lot of people that, you know, you're not necessarily, I mean, you're just thinking about, like, your creativity, like, what you want to do if you're a musician or an actor or whatever, you just sort of, like, here's my craft. You know, but, like, to have the accessibility of, you know, those non-toxic papers, non-toxic paints and all that stuff without having to dig around the internet and whatnot. And I'm not saying that's how it is. I haven't been in these those in a while, but I think to improve on the accessibility of this information will help a lot of people become more
I like it, buddy.
Hey,
I
yes,
like it.
Yes, get home safe. And
all right, I'll talk to you later.
Have a good show, guys.
All right, later,
thanks,
buddy.
Peace.
All right, he's a good man.
He's a good guy.
He got me home, and I was happy about that.
It's big. Let's hope he gets home.
Let's hope he gets home.
I do have a question, though, and it's not really something that necessarily I'm kind of curious about, but maybe for the listeners. Eco-friendly methods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's something that Yvonne here is incredibly well versed in, but in saying so, when you're mixing paints or you have derivatives of any kind of art project, what exactly would those, what kind of eco-friendly methods, what does that mean exactly for the listeners?
Well,
disposal, like, is disposal, well, here's, big thing?
Here's the big issue. Here's like the overall big green issue, the concept of waste.
Mm-hmm.
When we, oh gosh,
you're all right. I'm just turning you up a little.
She's got a good radio voice.
Oh,
just relax into it. Let's connect, guys. Come on.
I always wanted to be like one of those sex phone operators.
If you want to have sex phone operations with Yvonne, call up 646-915-9228.
There will be no waste.
I will pretend to be your operator.
There we go.
Okay,
so the big problem,
the really, really, truly, the biggest issue is waste, and that our planet is, like I said, it has a limit. It's not the planet isn't infinity. There's X amount of gallons of water in the ocean and land mass, and you know we fill our landfills with tons and tons and tons of trash, and humans consume and waste every day. The concept is waste, and what we do with our waste is it's very interesting to just look at your daily life and what you consume and what you throw away and what ends up in the trash, and as an American or really anybody that lives in a society where you can just toss anything in the trash can, if you have a trash can, it goes into this magical place that you never really think of. And where my head is at right now, and a lot of people and everybody in the green movement, their head is, are we having a
I'm just giving you some break? Music. No, I'm just giving you some music.
Commercial break.
Not at all.
the idea is that where does the waste go? And in America, the idea is it just goes off to a magical land and it never comes back. But really what's happening is it's coming back in full force. Our oceans are filled with plastic. The toxins in the landfills are leaking into the water. It's leaking into our water system.
Well, we also have the great, I think it's the great island in the middle between...
It's called the Pacific Vortex.
There it is. And trash all vortex. The plastic ends up there in this trash huge island, swirl. Trash island.
And there's five of them. And five of them.
They
there's
are five. So big that they will make your head spin.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's amazing that not many people know about it. You know, no. It's not like a very widespread thing.
I don't know about it. I just think that it sounds silly, but that headline, that click through...
Never makes it.
Never is the thing that everybody's looking at.
Right.
More people are more interested in when Prince William's getting married.
Sure, right. Sure.
Well, because it distracts you.
So you're saying everything out there the news projects to us is a distraction? Is that pretty much like the idea?
I don't think it's a design distraction. I think it's just something that, I mean, come on, man. What do you want out of your life? You want something that's going to make you smile. It's going to make you laugh. You're not.
Yeah, but look at the news. If it bleeds, it leads. So I mean, like, we really like a negative story. Why is it that we don't like this story? Because it's too much.
Because nobody cares if a seal's bleeding.
Nobody cares about seals
except the seal lovers.
Unless you have a club.
Well, I like my boots, but I mean, wait.
Come on, that was a good joke. Don't be loud. All right, go on. All right, so what were we saying?
All
right, so why is it that this one is too big for everybody?
Okay, well, this is my
belief. Yvonne, I want you to talk to me.
Okay. That's never been said to me before, ever in my life.
Well, here we go. This is your opportunity. Make it happen.
Everybody's like, shut up, Yvonne. No.
This is your time to shine. Okay, that's why great, we got you cool. here on the radio.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I'm glad to be here to talk about this.
Just call me Giggles.
Okay, Giggles.
I can't hear you.
I know. Why is my mic not...
There we
go. Don't put me down. Ooh. I'm still a part
don't
of the show.
Don't bring me down.
Shit.
All right, you're there.
So here's the idea.
Let's solve this.
Let's just keep it for today, for now. Let's think of the American, okay? Let's just keep it simple. We're here in America. Mm-hmm. If the idea of waste was... It's tragic what's happening. The water, again, is filled with plastic. The toxins that are thrown into the landfill is leaking into the water. We're drinking the water. It's hurting the species in the water. It's in the air.
Right. We get this.
We got that all that,
are
right?
Are you going through puberty? Is that what that is?
I got a little... My voice is cracking a little bit.
Okay. So we got all that. We're on track. We understand what's going on with the waste. So then the idea is, well, what is that waste? The waste is... what we purchase at the store every single day. And it's the plastic bags that we carry the items. So why wouldn't the news want us to know about that? Well, because the people that are selling it to us want us to continue to buy.
It's true.
And so we continue to buy. We continue to consume every single day. And then the trash ends up in the water. If we knew what the trash was doing, then we would stop consuming. And... That's kind
would
of my idea.
Would we stop consuming or would we just change it? Because I feel like that's kind of the overall sense of oil as well. Like they think that same way. But I really do think that in general, we could change. We just don't have...
Logic will always lose to dollars, man.
Yeah, it's true. It's
it does not matter. It does not matter where you're going. It doesn't matter how we're going to get there. The reality is the last 6 quarters... ExxonMobil has turned larger profits than they ever had
ever.
In the previous 40 years when they were still Esso, before they became Exxon, before anything, before they merged with Mobil, when there was a tiger in their logo, before any of these things were ever created, when synthetic oils weren't even real. They made more money since. In the last year and a half of, the last year and a half's worth of fiscal quarters, they've made more money and profit than they ever have in their history.
It's crazy.
They're not paying taxes.
And they don't pay taxes.
Is it
not any taxes is unbelievably unfair?
Right.
They do absolutely pay taxes.
I gotta
However,
do taxes.
The way tax law works, tax law works in.
I love that we're talking about this.
It works in such a way that there are P&L, okay, the way you break down profit and loss is such that even though you're profiting a tremendous amount of money, your actual losses are derived from what your costs are. Like, as a general, okay, you're profiting a ton of money, they're paying their taxes, they're also giving it, they're donating a tremendous amount of money, they're working on this, they're working on that.
They employ these many people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those donations go to this foundation, and whatnot. They're going to foundations which are then also, arguably and arbitrarily, governed by people that they have put in position to do so, and then they... then dole out the cash as necessary. I mean, it's such an unbelievable situation.
It's
but
so messed
I mean,
up.
It's really messed up.
It's so messed up.
Personally, there are so many things in this regard, as far as Green is concerned, that we discuss that are things that I like Yvonne's position and I like where she's going, because it's all in the realm of things that we can do every day.
Mm-hmm. Individually.
To change.
Individually to impart change on the rest of the world. But to me, the focus of Green really deals with the big things. Mm-hmm. It deals with the next steps. It deals with the Shai Agassiz of the world. It deals with the people that are actually doing things that are going to actually create a technological and energy revolution that are going to change the rest of the world.
So you mentioned Shai Agassiz, and I want to segue this part.
And that stuff, by the way, before you continue, that's not something that's new. These
right.
are things
right.
that have been done. These are things that are being tested in mm-hmm. virtually every other country in the world, aside from ours, which are also then lobbied by the big three and the oil companies and blah, 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 which just goes to show you that there are other countries that are far freer than we are.
Mm. Sure. So a little bright side, a little silver lining in every cloud. This Shai Agassiz guy, you told me about this today, is they're spearheading these apartment buildings in New York City.
Well, no. Those are two stories together. Shai
gotcha.
Agassiz is effectively a gentleman that believes in the concept of electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's created is a system where you take an arbitrary number, let's say a million batteries. Okay. Mm-hmm. All these batteries are consistently charging. They're all running off of predominantly solar-powered and solar-run-in. That's all built into infrastructures in other countries. But predominantly renewable energy-sourced power stations.
Gotcha.
And each of these places that harbors, say, 1,000 of these batteries, or 5,000 or 10,000 of these batteries, acts as effectively a gas station.
Thank you.
And what you do is you drive your car that's an electric vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And in your electric vehicle, when you get home every night, you plug it in. You got the little converter. You have that whole little setup. You put it all together. And you drive your vehicle where you go.
Right.
And there's commuter driving and there's not, whatever. But what he's developed is a system that you pull into this electric gas station. And instead of filling up, they pull your battery. And it's like a monthly nominal fee.
Right.
Like a cell phone bill. They pull your battery, they put it into their charger, and they give you a new one.
Yeah.
And it's creating, I mean, to one side, I guess you can make the argument that it's like, well, you know, then it's creating monopoly on the battery makers, and, you know, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
It's basically like you put a new battery in your car, and then you go on along your
way. And there's zero emissions.
And instead of, and there's
mm-hmm.
zero emissions.
Zero. Oh.
And instead of going to a gas station and doing all the things that we're doing, he's making all this stuff. Now, granted, the battery's made of probably plastic or some sort of polymer.
Right.
I mean, there's downsides to everything. So, seriously, let's explore them. What could they be? There's probably polymers. There's probably plastics. There's probably things that are actually the housings.
Mm-hmm.
All those things come into play. All those
they're
people
toxic.
Are
they could leak.
They can be. They don't necessarily have to be.
Which is great.
Not all batteries have to be. Old school.
So what about Duracell?
Duracell
get those.
They're alkalines, man. I mean, mm-hmm.
toxic.
I mean, everybody
they
went
leak
to
into the water,
and we all did it. Probably what sophomore, junior, in mm-hmm. high school, we had chemistry.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's the alkali scale.
We take a battery
alkaline,
and lick
there's
it.
There's acids. Boom.
Yeah.
Two opposite sides. They're unbelievably. One of them is virtually magma coming out of the earth, and the other one is. And they're all acidics and whatnot. Neither of them are good. Everybody wants a pH balance. That's why people put the thing in your pool, and then you go in the pool. That's
right.
it.
Sure.
So those things exist.
So riddle me this. I mean, is it worse to have a billion car batteries that
giggle
are all electric?
This.
Giggle me this.
Giggle me
like,
this.
Like
ooh,
that.
I like
giggle
that.
Me this. This is my brainstorming coming into play here. So would you rather have a million
electric
batteries in cars, a million or a billion, or would you rather have 500 million billion plastic bottles that are in an island in the Pacific right now?
Well,
so, I mean, that's something.
That's a huge question. And the truth of the matter is, no one has reached a point that we have learned what will happen when these batteries begin to decompose over use.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has any idea where that's going to go, and that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
However,
I have something to say
found,
about them.
We have found, and maybe that's absolutely, I could be completely wrong. Yvonne may actually have that idea because, I mean, realistically.
We'll finish the top. And then we'll get to Yvonne. She's really itching. She's really itching over here. She's looking at me going, am I going to get to the top? Yes, you will.
The point being that if you have these, whatever the housing is, whatever the contents are, where they are, or how they're decomposed, or how they're basically taken out of service, effectively, mm-hmm. those are things that we, as a scope of 6.8-9 billion people, hasn't yet had to figure that out yet. But we already know what's happening with oil.
Mm-hmm.
We already know what happens with fossil fuels. We already know what those things
are. Sure, we have the evidence on all that.
We have those evidences. And the fact of the matter is it's like the argument that friends of mine, when President Bush was running for a second term, said to me, well, this John Kerry guy, you know, he played this wonderful piece of wood for about 9 months, and he did really well as this completely emotionless person. But the fact of the matter was, my argument was, well, here's a guy that if you go to a car dealership
mm-hmm.
and you say, hey, man, do you have bad credit or no credit?
Mm.
They'll sell you a car with no credit. But with bad credit, they won't say a shit.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is now this is something that we're trying to figure out if this is going to work. We know that there won't be any emissions from it. We know that there could be potentially dozens of years on a battery life. Dozens.
Mm-hmm.
With no emissions, and something that could set it up to literally see imparted change on the world around us.
Yeah.
And people are afraid of it. Why? Because we're being told to be by people that are selling us the things that are killing us.
Exactly.
I mean, it's such a very simple methodology to how the media works.
Guy's smart.
I mean, I don't disagree with the media because, hell, I'm actually a member of it. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we also don't necessarily take jobs that are against what we like.
It's true.
This is foul.
Good point. Dave, your rebuttal?
Your rebuttal?
Oh my god, what just happened? I think I blacked out.
I think he's totally watching porn
over there on his computer.
You got a lot going on. Look at what I'm surrounded with.
Do we have any other callers?
Look what I'm surrounded with.
Can I tell you to
call in 646-915.
I want to hear what Yvonne had to say.
Yeah, I really do.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. We're here. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about, but these people are passionate. That's what I like to see. Passionate about things that matter.
Can we tell jokes?
And we can tell jokes.
I think we're probably going to get a complaint from somebody.
Oh, we always do. Ooh. The black shirts, you know, the green shirts.
The green shirts. They're going to say, you know, where's the
Oh, you didn't talk about how Lindsay dropped her last name. Now she's only Lindsay. She's not Lohan anymore.
Is she a symbol yet, though? Nobody cares.
She's going to be.
What is that going to be? It's going to be a finger, dude.
It's going to be a finger
signal.
Okay, so.
All right, this is what we're going to do. I've mapped it out. Okay. We're going to talk for the next 10 minutes about this. Then we're going to take a light break. Okay?
Then
we're going to talk about another topic that we're going to get to in a minute. The worst job you've ever had.
Worst job.
Ooh. Worst job you've ever had.
That's a good one.
So right now we're going to get. I'm going to go to Yvonne, and she's going to tell me everything I need to know about being green. Yvonne, give it to me.
Okay.
And if you have a question for Yvonne, 646-915-9228. She's here. She'll answer. I know. She's been itching to talk for 5 minutes, and she's ready to go. So call in. All right, Yvonne. I've talked enough.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, one of the easiest ways to think about how you can help the world and reduce your carbon footprint is a three-step process. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. So in terms of, we already talked about the plastic bags, that you don't need to use the plastic bags. For the love of God, if you're going to the corner deli, you do not need to get a plastic bag.
Or if you do, get one and use that one until it dies out, over and over and over again,
right? So that's the idea. You can carry around the satchels that are made of hemp. We could talk about hemp the next episode. Anyway, so reduce, reuse, recycle. I really just wanted to talk about the batteries and the car batteries and the electric cars. You're right. The batteries could potentially have some toxic chemicals inside, but there are cars that can run on water and steam.
Amen. And David Mamet play the water engine.
So a friend of mine is actually, he's an engineer and he works for a solar panel company, and they exist. They exist. These vehicles exist. We've been told that we need everything to run on oil, because that was the American dream many years ago.
It's true.
Oh, this is so exciting. Our land is filled with oil, and oil is energy. But you know what? My philosophy is that we have the sun, we have the wind, we have the water, the tide.
Why don't we use it?
The ocean current creates energy. There's energy in the ocean. I mean, it's just so beautiful.
Totally.
And it's free. It's free, and that's the problem.
That's true.
Because who can control?
Who can make money off of something that's free? I have a caller for you. Ooh. Caller, you're on the air.
Howdy, boys.
Hey, buddy. Hey, first off, John, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Last night, John did a show, the Grizz Show last night,
and I think, magic show,
and
right?
And he went crazy. John, you went absolutely out of your mind.
He's a mad scientist now, right? Tell us about it, Johnny.
Calling to horrify guests, because as you know, or as you might not know, I'm moving out of my apartment, so
kind of kicked out.
A lot of stuff. And I'm very good at the reusing. I save everything.
Mm.
The problem is I save way too much.
Wait, so you shave everything, or you save everything?
It's cute.
I got plastic bags like you wouldn't believe. I actually had
it's
to
kind of a hoarder.
Three large 30-gallon garbage bags full of plastic.
I know what you can do with them.
Not many, and I just never get a lot out of using them. I'm throwing out probably seven of those bags.
No, don't throw them away.
A bag that I've used once or twice, and I don't reuse them, but I save them.
Good.
So my carbon footprint when I leave my apartment, I figure it's kind of like a T-Rex's footprint. It's pretty large, and it's pretty deep, and there's really nothing I can do about it, I don't think. Do you have any advice for me?
That's John. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. Okay, so I'm gonna throw it over to Yvonne. She's gonna tell you what you can do with that stuff. Mm-hmm. We're gonna reduce your carbon footprint from a T-Rex to a little lizard, a small lizard. We're gonna reduce that. So Yvonne,
salamander.
Hey.
All right. So
that's wonderful that you haven't thrown them away. That's actually a really, really good thing. What you can do, what's happening is upcycling. Upcycling is a new thing that a lot of people might not have heard about or known about. Upcycling is there are actually passionate, eco-friendly, green artists, entrepreneurs that have started their own companies that they take those plastic bags, they break them down into, they can turn it into fabric. You can have jeans, you can have a brand new purse made out of plastic bags. So the idea is upcycling. You take an old thing that won't decompose but turn it into a new product that you can reuse. So there are tons of places. Are you in New York City? Hello?
He's in Yonkers.
Oh, he's in Yonkers.
I'm in Yonkers. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry, you're a little low in the mix.
Oh. Okay. So again, there are places that you can actually take those plastic bags that upcycle, and a lot of them are young local artists that are entrepreneurs that are really dedicated to helping save the planet and humanity. And so they need those plastic bags, and they're doing something positive with them, turning them into fabric. They're weaving. They're turning them into new bags that you reuse. So that's the idea. You can do some research and donate them, quote unquote, donate them to artists that are upcycling. And it doesn't even have to be an artist. It could be a new green business that is upcycling their plastic bags. So upcycle. Look it up and find a local business that is upcycling. That would be my and it's good. Yeah, so it's wonderful that you haven't thrown them away yet, and there's something positive that can come out of that. A new shirt, a new bag, fabric. It's a new concept of what we're doing with waste.
I can get down with that. I can tell you I don't do it out of malice. I'm doing it because I just have nothing left to do with it. If you can suggest a couple of websites that Dave and Giggles can post them on their site.
Oh.
Great idea there. Oh. Great idea.
I would be happy to do that. I'm actually in the process of searching the right upcycling company as we speak. I'm in the process of learning this as well. I mean, this is new information coming to me, and so I'm in the process of finding a local upcycling artist. I called a couple people, and yeah, I'm looking for it. So I'll post some links.
So, do we have any links right now? Johnny, we're going to let you go.
Can I mention one thing to you, John? John, this is Christos, by the way. How are you, man?
Oh, you're a good man, buddy.
Wait, John, you still there? No, I think he'll listen.
All right, well, to the listeners out there, there are a couple of things just very briefly that I can always recommend. In every single apartment complex in the area, all right, if you're in the tri-state area, everywhere that you walk into, everyone has pets. And the truth of the matter is, all of those bags have to be used for something. And whether the upcycling thing is absolutely the best thing you can do. But until you decide to make that choice to, or actually, until you can actually make it happen that you can get them there, there are a few things that you can actually do that can work. And that, first of all, is putting them in or around where your pet deposit places are. And that, first of all, keeps your neighborhood better for everyone else.
Great idea.
Second of all, probably 30% of the supermarkets in the neighborhood or in the area in general do actually take a lot of these bags. Now, I will say that I'm not necessarily sold on where they end up.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I think a lot of it may be truly a ploy, but I mean, because I've seen it in certain situations, but realistically it can be done.
Yeah.
But upcycling, it's a good idea.
I like it.
So I will say if a dress or a suit comes out of John's plastic bags, I will wear them on the show and we'll take a picture of it.
That would be amazing.
Giggles wearing the upcycled dress.
Ah. Put them
I clear. Love it.
This is good.
It's like some weird burlesque.
Yeah. It is some weird burlesque.
Well, we're going to be doing some of that. We'll talk about that after the break.
Are we taking a break?
Oh.
Oh, no. We just keep going.
We just keep going. We just roll through. Going. We just roll through.
We can't take a break if you feel like you just want a break. But no. I'm all in it to win it. I'm always in it to win it.
I like it. I mean, the biggest thing is, I think, as a lazy person myself,
you are
the
so
biggest
lazy.
Thing is, like, I always have ideas about, like, oh, yeah, this would be great. What if I did recycle this? Oh, this would be awesome. I could, like, upcycle this. This would be awesome. Ah, now I have to research where to do it. I got to find out where to do it. I got to find out how to do it, if I can do it in the city area. So it's always, like, the biggest thing. And then by the time I get to the third or fourth question, I'm like,
you're
garbage
over it.
Garbage is right there. You
Dude,
know?
I so know.
But to the listeners out there, just pay attention to the Dave and Giggles website over the next few weeks. You'll find a whole lot of information that you could be able to kind of help your life task.
It's true. We're going to go green. I'm going to say I need something to offset our carbon footprint right now because I know we're sucking a lot of juice out of the power right now. We got like two computers, two mixers going. You know, a lot of four mics. We got a lot going on here. So
maybe
how are we going to?
But it's still less than the average house that turns every light on and never uses them.
It's true. Probably turn these.
John just sent me a picture of all his bags. I'm going to pass it to Devon.
Oh,
real
cool!
Quick.
Oh, cool! Oh my gosh!
He's got a lot of.
Hey,
bags.
Hey, John, if you're listening, can we build a fort?
We could totally build a fort.
Actually, you know what? You know what you can do with those plastic bags. Let me just tell you, Come build a fort on April 19th at the Botanical. The Botanical Garden in the Bronx. I'm a volunteer with the Broadway Green Alliance, and we're doing a huge plastic bag recycling event, April 19th, Botanical Garden in the Bronx. We're taking all the plastic bags, and we're teaching the youth, and we're teaching the families about the dangers of plastic in the water. And so we're collecting. You know, actually, take those bags to us on April 19th if you can. And we're going to be making a big plastic bag monster with the kids. And I think you will be a huge contributor to that. You'll help come make the monster.
He could do his mad science routine. He's a mad scientist.
He's a magician, right?
So I wouldn't call him a magician. More of
he's
an
after-school program where he teaches kids about like all science stuff.
Oh,
it's really cool. Really
okay,
cool
well,
stuff.
What we're doing on April 19th with the Broadway Green Alliance is we're part of the Botanical Garden in the Bronx, April 19th. We're doing a big plastic bag drive, and we're reaching out to the kids, teaching them the dangers of plastic, and we're making a big, big plastic bag monster. And I think that would be wonderful if he came by. And then from there, with those plastic bags, we're going to be sending them to the upcycling artist or business of our choice. We're in the process of deciding and figuring out who the best person is to take those bags to. Awesome. So yeah, so he should take those bags to us, and we're giving away awards to people who are bringing the most bags. It's in the Bronx, so I don't know if anybody's.
Can I just mention real quickly? Sure. Yeah. As you're talking about teaching children about things, that's wonderful. But could you guys potentially not use the word monster when you're talking about kids?
Oh, good one. Good
no,
one.
The idea is no, kids it's
monsters.
It's, oh, yeah, no,
come I've got a plastic trash bag monster, and it's coming out of the kitchen. Holy crap! What am I gonna do?
Well, here's the thing.
I got a toilet monster about cooking right now.
Oh God! Why do you always got to go green, blue?
I don't.
Green. That's going brown.
That's going brown, man.
All right, so.
John said he will bring all his bags on the 19th.
Yay.
So you got at least one person in there with you. Maybe okay, Giggles, cool. too.
Well, bringing your bags. Wait, I'm shooting a music video on the 19th.
See, so. You're never
That's
reliable.
Okay. We'll be filming and we'll be doing the plastic bag dress.
Beautiful.
And all that good stuff.
Excuse me.
Ooh, see, this is a
I'm going chair. Green. Just exuding, you know?
That's the human waste. Yeah. Gas waste.
I mean, I will say that the kids is... Kids is important.
Kids be important.
I will say, no offense to Jamaicans, but when I was in Jamaica the last time, we hung out with this Rastafarian. And, you know, I'm not throwing religion in any mix, but, like, the guy was preaching, he was like, oh, you know, the earth and death, and you come from our soil, and, you know,
yes.
doing the whole Rastafari thing. Sure. I was like, hey, cool, man. You know, organic farming, organic food, that's great. And then we went to hang out with his kids, who are, you know, anywhere from 8 to 20. Like, he had, like, you know, a span of kids. He had his little mini kingdom there.
Span?
He had a
kingdom.
He had a whole spectrum of children.
He had a spectrum of children. And we're hanging out with the kids.
You know, just let him go with it.
Scrap and I. This is when Scrap and I went down to Jamaica. We're hanging out with the kids, and we're walking with them.
I got a funny Scrap story in a second, I'll tell you.
Let's get to it. But they were drinking these, like, juice bags. Like, plastic bags that hold juice. And they got, like, 20 of them. And I know maybe this is a one-time occurrence, but, like...
Juice bags.
Like, bags basically juice in a plastic bag.
Like at a cafeteria.
And so they finished them. Like, they were drinking, like, two of them. And they would just throw them on the side of the street. And I was like, whoa, guys. And I didn't want to feel like the daycare guy, but I was like, hey.
You're the white boy out
the
there,
The white
too,
boy
you know?
In Jamaica, like, being like, hey.
You better watch what you say.
Shit up, you know? Like, they were throwing these plastic bags, and he's like, eh. And then it happened again with another person who was like, they just threw this bag from Burger King.
That's kind
straight
of
out
that
the window.
Mob mentality.
And it, they were just like,
it's
oh,
not
it's just
Jamaica.
The forest. But I was like, yeah, it's anywhere.
It's
really.
Anywhere.
It's
but
anywhere,
that's mob really. Mentality. I think it totally starts with that zeitgeist idea. If everyone starts doing it, like I really felt like over the past couple of years, maybe like 5 years ago, green was really, really big, like really big. And then all of a sudden it kind of fell out of that. Like zeitgeist mentality where everyone's thinking about it and it just kind of went to the underside and like
dollars.
You know have it's totally dollars
media.
And maybe it is media pushing it under but
yes.
Like I feel like you know you have all these issues with like the overall feeling that okay the world is going to end there's bigger problems
well,
let's not that's,
there are some
that's,
big things happening
we ain't gonna
right
make
now
it
there
that
are
far.
Some big
in,
things happening
in saying that though I think Yvonne and I are both on the same side of the, I mean, I think we're both on the same side.
Yeah, I was just trying to pitch you guys against you.
Realistically, I think the biggest thing with this though is that we can't allow this to be a fad.
It has to be a way of life.
But I'll tell you what, I mean, in projects that I'm working on right now, that are you know just pitch ideas. Green is cancer to network television. Doesn't matter what it is. If I'm going to bring up an idea that, oh, it's about a green idea and a company that's green or whatever it may be, if that's what the topical idea is, nobody's going to touch it. I can't sell it if I wrapped it up in bows and threw literally $100 bills all around the outside. I can't sell it.
I love it. Yvonne's raising her hand. She
Yvonne,
wants
to, you can true. Talk. You can just let it go, Yvonne.
When I was younger, I used to never raise my hand. Now I'm like raising my hand. I'm just gonna say one thing. The thing that
say
I
it out.
Yeah, what's happening right now in the Gulf? The BP oil spill, 4.9 million. I keep getting the millions.
Get
and billions
your facts straight.
I know. No.
People
aren't
gonna take you seriously.
No. This one's right. This one's right. I promise. 4.9 million barrels of oil that spilt into the Gulf and it's still leaking and we have people that are dying the cleanup crew are dying because BP owns a dispersant. I'm not a tech, science geek, but a chemistry geek, but this chemical called Corexit. Corexit was a chemical that BP decided to dump into the ocean to quote unquote clean up the oil mm-hmm. spill. But what really was happening is this chemical was spilt into poured and dumped into the ocean in the Gulf to make the oil dissolve slightly and sink to the bottom of the ocean, but didn't actually clean up anything. It just kind of sunk the problem, sunk it. What turns out, what happened is that that chemical is actually a million times more toxic than the oil itself. And so BP decided to dump something even more toxic into the water, and the people are cleaning it up, and people have been dying, and there are marches happening. Gulf Impact, gosh, I should know the exact name. There's so many marches happening to Washington right now. People are walking on foot from New Orleans to D.C. right now. Jesus. To raise awareness about this. People are dying. Thousands of BP oil spill workers are dying, and the media is not talking about it. Because why?
Why would they?
Why would they? Because it's tragic. I'm just going to say this. People that spent their summer swimming in the Gulf, people are now paralyzed. People, just innocent civilians swimming in the Gulf in our beautiful blue ocean. I'm from Florida. I grew up on the Gulf Coast in Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete. The people that are swimming in the water right now are swimming in toxic chemicals that BP poured into the water. They're swimming in the crude oil, and they're becoming paralyzed, and they're very sick, and they are dying. And there's evidence out there, and it's being covered up in the media. Because
not on this media, Vaughn.
Not on this
media. You know
what
I'm saying? Not on David Giggles' media.
And realistically, they were told...
I think that's the first time I heard you in a while.
They were told to get in the water
to clean it up.
It's, you know what? There are two remarkable references here. Number one, the scene in Jaws. It was 4th of July weekend, and there was the shark. And the shark came through town, and he screwed up a whole bunch of people. And, oh, a few bathers were killed, blah, blah, blah. Get in the water. It's 4th of July. You can't get out of the water. You're screwing our tourism up. And that's mm-hmm. what all of the Gulf Coast states have done. Mm-hmm. And they've put all the people in the water, and they've all gotten out there, and now guess what? Everybody's getting sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one as Yvonne's just saying, they're putting all these chemicals in the water that are exactly the scene in the Simpsons movie when Green Day's playing on the floating barge in the middle of the town, and then all of a sudden the barge just begins to
eat itself. Whoa.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Jinx, okay.
Coke.
And in doing so, what happens? These are things that are...
Acid rain is happening.
But it's logical. These are things... It's necessary. These people... It's unfortunate, but the fact of the matter is... I don't want to downplay it by saying it's unfortunate. But the fact of the matter is, business is going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to continue to dump millions of dollars into the situation. The BP thinks that by dumping its CEO, everything is better. It was horribly mishandled, all this stuff. I don't understand why in all of the things in the last 15 years, worldwide, why the leaders of countries, businesses, corporations, whatever, can't just come up and be like, dude, we fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what the fact of the matter is everybody that's watching this on the regular just wants some logical, honest...
Right.
Accountability. Yeah, accountability.
Accountability. Some
but then
sort
at that
of,
point,
hey,
they're
what?
Liable.
I'm taking responsibility. I understand that. You know, the idea... You can go to liability on everything from autism to fucking shit in your pants.
Sure.
You
know? Which I've just done.
Is,
which,
that... I think Mike just shit autism in
his did.
Pants.
He did. He shits autism
it's
all
autism
the time.
Awareness.
So here's actually a legitimate question that just came in. Speaking of shitting your pants, I just got back from Boston, hanging out with my goddaughter, holding her, having fun with her. Mm. He goes through 20 diapers a day. Mm. He just wrote on the war. They go through 20 diapers a day, and then he wrote 20 fucking diapers a day. This kid shits all the time, right? So, like, instead of getting a loincloth, what can we do about this? Can we recycle this? What can we do?
Yeah, it's a really good question. We're oddly enough, I was thinking about diapers today. I am not 100% certain on that question. I do not have a child, so I haven't gone through the process, although I have thought about it. The concept of waste, human waste, there are biodegradable diapers.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so the concept of composts in people's own backyard, I know we live in the city, it's very difficult to to do that. But there are biodegradable diapers.
They're expensive, though, I'm sure.
Sure, of course they are.
Can you quantify biodegradable, however? Because the idea of biodegradable could,
is another
thing.
They
will break down, but I mean,
but it's going to take a long time. And yes,
hundreds of years.
It's a very good point. It's and even things that are normally biodegradable, that are like even like a piece of fruit, something that would decompose over the course of a winter or something, it actually takes a lot longer because the landfills are filled with plastic, that it's becoming a filter.
Yeah, and it doesn't break it down.
It's actually, the biodegradable products are actually not, listen guys, at the end of the day, things are looking a little scary.
Yeah.
So that's why I am on like team humanity, because our planet is...
Shouldn't we all be?
We should all be.
Shouldn't
team
we
humanity,
all be?
Team humanity, team planet Earth. We have to change our ways, because the water now, you can't swim in the water, and there's radiation leaking in Japan.
We have seven tons of radiation per hour leaking into the ocean.
Yeah.
Really?
Seven tons.
And none of us are smarter or have superpowers yet. And I'm really pissed.
Yeah.
I think I have some superpowers.
I want to be able to lift shit with my mind.
That's true. I want to be able not to shit my pants.
I think you can.
We have to. I mean, let's hit autism. Small steps.
Small steps.
Let's think small steps, because right now we're not going to clear up the.
Well,
Pacific
I think the old term "think locally" or locally. "Act locally, think globally," whatever that was, there, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't remember. But it still applies.
Imparting the knowledge.
So it's just like, I think if you do, like, as far as like New York City people are concerned, if you do one thing a day, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So let's
anybody around right. the world.
So let's go
Avon.
Around the table.
Do it for
and
Avon.
Say what you do. I mean, green wise. Green. I recycle.
Yeah.
But I also, there's something else I did green. Oh, I don't. I pee in the shower, and I also don't flush the toilet after every whiz.
Congratulations.
That's great. I don't need to use 10 gallons of water, whatever. Just
exactly.
It's a
not
gallon,
flushing.
It's a gallon and a half, but okay.
Gallon. There you go. Thank you. See?
It's a gallon and a half.
Gallon and a half.
Sure. It's your tank, dude. It's
letting people just let their pee
sit. I give Upper Deckers to people. I mean, wait. No, I don't.
Wait, what?
Sure, you got to do it every once in a while.
I went to one chick's house.
I do not throw out any plastic bags.
There,
yeah. Wait, you went to one chick's house? What?
What'd you do?
I went to this one chick's house.
Good catch.
And she was like, I was taking photos, and she was like, "Oh, well, be careful. We're green here, so you may find something in the toilet." And I was like, "Oh," and like at first I was like,
boy.
"Oh, that's cool," but then I was like,
"What,
eh.
like a boat dadder or something?"
Oh boy,
like a little floater. But I didn't find anything. I think there might have been just some pee, but
there was a little pee in there.
But she warned me, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool."
I found an ant farm in my toilet.
There was an ant farm in there.
So what were you say? You save?
I don't throw any plastic bags.
I've got a shit ton of plastic bags right there.
Sure,
I don't throw them away either.
I think I got them somewhere.
Them
Maybe
we'll
I'll give them to you.
Give
we'll
them
do
me.
That.
Give
and
me.
I don't use any cleaning products. I got that great look over there from Yvonne. Of course I do,
hey,
but
well
I don't
use
the bathroom.
No,
so
no,
there you
that's
go.
Okay. Cool. I have something that I came up. Totally, just my own philosophy, and I hope to spread this.
Spread it.
Spread it like the plague.
Receipts. When you go shopping.
Oh, the receipts.
Ah. When you go shopping, receipts are paper, and also proven that there are toxins in the ink that rub off on your fingers, and you know you can. I'm not going to. Do the research for you. Just go online. It's out there. The science is out there that there are toxins on the receipts. So it seeps into your skin, but that's besides the point. When you go shopping, every time I go to my corner deli.
Am I going to stop rubbing it on myself when I know?
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Wow.
Why do I need a receipt?
Oh, okay. No. When you
go
okay, so I go to the corner deli and I buy my fruit and veggies and whatever
tampons.
My tampons, exactly. Yeah. Oh, which by the way, women, there are biodegradable tampons.
Don't flush them, though.
Don't flush them because that's not good
don't
for the plumbing.
Them.
Yeah.
Come
on,
we live
ladies.
In France, right?
Come on,
is that
ladies.
Where we live?
Yep. We live in, no. Actually,
we have
there
bidets.
Are, listen, there are a lot of women out there that.
Prepping's horrible.
Women and men that don't realize that when you shove a big wad of toilet paper down the trash, that it's going to go somewhere
magical.
But sometimes
magical. You need that much.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes
right.
you just, I mean, come
sometimes
on,
you
I,
need
I went to.
To
Senor Fresca and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to say that there are, the concept of actual human waste is a very big thing. We're not going to get into right now. I know a guy that like spends all of his time talking about it. Anyway, let's go back to receipts.
All right, we got a caller real quick. Ooh. So let's get your caller in. Caller, you're on there. What's happening, buddy?
Who do we got in the studio tonight?
tonight. We got our good friend Yvonne.
Who's a sex phone operator?
And my name's Christos.
And Christos.
Dave and Giggles.
Kevin, what's going on, buddy? Kevin is the guy from the band Stormville.
Oh, Stormville, right on.
What's up, buddy?
How's everything going down in Queens?
Not too shabby, not too shabby. I just got back from our old friend Johnny M., if you remember Johnny. He just had a baby.
Nice.
He just had a baby, so and I am the godfather, so
I
got
to
hang
out. Are these like your cousins calling in?
No, this is a guy
you
I went
know
to,
everybody
I
without
just know
knowing.
Everybody. Yeah, I just know everybody.
Dave's the mayor, bro.
Yeah, without the mayor. So what's going on, Kevin? I like it.
I love your show, and I just figured I'd let you guys know that Stormville's got some new stuff coming out. We're going to be...
I like it.
Like I said, we're going to be down in Manhattan soon, and...
ooh, where are you playing?
You guys know first where we're at.
Where are you playing?
Well, we're going to... I got to talk to my buddy this week, and as soon as I find out, we're trying to hopefully play one of the bigger venues.
Yeah, us too.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
dude.
Me
that
too.
That sounds great.
I don't know what you did, but I'm getting calls and they're saying they can't hear the caller. So I don't know what you did to set this stuff up. They can't hear the caller.
Ooh,
so you're just going to have to listen to it
callers?
On replay.
Yeah, I want to hear the caller. I mean, he's telling us about Stormville
sure, we
and about
can
the
hear.
Shows that are coming up.
It's a shit show, man.
It's a shit show. All right, Kevin, really quick, tell us what you do to go green. I know you drum a lot. You do a lot of the band stuff. What do you do to go green? Yeah, give us a little green. I know you were out in Hawaii for a while. What'd you do out there?
Yes, I did. I spent a few years out in Hawaii. What I do to go green, let's see. All right, I drive tons less. I don't drive.
Okay, good job.
There we go.
That's fantastic, dude.
He's got a DUI.
MTA, yo. MTA, yo. That's great.
Mass Transit.
Hey, I can put my beer in a bag and be okay.
What's up? I love it. All right, Kevin, we're going to let you go because apparently some people can't hear you. But thanks for the call.
Enjoy. Have a good
weekend. No, they can't.
They can. Probably talk to you next week.
All right, cool, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right, guys. Stormville.
Stormville. All right. So that's Kevin from the band
Stormville. Kevin from the band Stormville.
Supposedly we're having some phone issues.
Some phone issues. I'm getting texts that they can hear us fine, but they just can't hear the
okay,
callers.
Okay, so then we don't take any more calls.
So, I mean, you know, we're actually going to go. We're actually at 10 o'clock now. We're going to go for an extra half hour.
I like it.
We're just going to hang here. We're going to talk. You know what I want to do? I want to get – we're sitting here and we're dwelling on some heavy stuff.
Heavy.
Heavy stuff.
Super heavy.
Let's get a little light for a couple minutes.
Yeah, let's go a little light.
First of all, there was something that really sparked my interest about right 5 minutes before the show. Yvonne told me something about boob darts. I want to hear what's about boob darts.
I want a shirt that says boob darts.
Boob
okay,
darts.
I'm making them.
All right, tell us about boob darts.
Out of boob darts?
No. And it's funny because
what
I
are
actually
boob darts?
Okay, I'll explain because I have so many friends that have never played and they are always asking what boob darts
I like
is.
It.
I love it.
Okay, well, no.
We're going to sponsor it.
You don't know it or love it until you've actually played, but
right.
We may have to play. Oh my God, could we play this live?
We could play this live. Yeah, totally play this live.
The lady's asleep. It's cool.
Asleep, yeah. Okay, I'll just explain for the listeners if there's anybody listening.
Yeah, there's people listening.
Okay,
they're
good,
out there.
Okay, good. So I was bartending, and it was the day after 4th of July, and there was nobody coming into the bar, and I really just wanted some customers. And these people came in and said, hey, do you guys have any games? And I was like, yeah, I've got bowling. And they're like, what? And I was like, oh, here are the balls. And I like pointed to my crotch. It was just a dumb joke that I was playing on them. Anyway, they were like, oh God, this girl, this girl is weird. And so they started to leave. And I go, wait. No. I do have a game.
Show my tits.
Exactly.
Is that what's going to happen here?
Is that what explains all of the beads around your neck?
Oh, the beads?
No,
oh.
I'm just checking.
Oh, wait, what?
Wait, where are we?
Oh,
New
yes.
Orleans?
Okay, so...
let's bring it back.
Why is everybody topless all of a sudden?
Yeah, no. I still have my clothes on. Anyway.
Oh.
Wow, it's warm in here.
Yeah, so anyway, so I really didn't want to lose them, and so I had been seeing a lot of comedy, because comedy is free in New York City. It's It's amazing.
Sure.
The city is amazing, filled with amazing comics.
Some of them.
Some of them.
We've had some on, not so.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. So there's a lot of free shows. I'd been seeing a lot of comedy. I felt like it was really, truly morphing me, which was great.
Let's get back to the boobs.
boob darts, anyway.
Yeah, I don't even need to wear, I don't even need the darts part of
just
it.
Just talk to us about boobs.
Okay. I will talk about boobs. So I said, come, you know, and I go ding, 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 ding. And I lowered the jukebox music and I said, step right up, ladies and gentlemen, step right up. It's boob dart time. Oh, you might be wondering what boob darts is. Well, you give me $20 and I give you this bar napkin. You rip the bar napkin up into three little balls and the bullseye are my nipples. And I lift my shirt and I never wear a bra and I expose my breasts. It's
Can we play this game?
Yes. Shall we play? I will totally play this game.
Is there a league of professionals?
No. There, like, people want me to make this like video game, this like Wi-Fi, like Skype, you know, whatever, sure, to like do it. I'm all about it. Listen, I'm, you know, a starving artist. It's a fun game. Listen, I've been showing
Tic-tac boob darts.
Tic-tac all right, boob darts.
So let's get some paper towels, apparently.
Yeah, well, but here's the funny thing is that I actually created...
I mean, I'll throw beer bottles at this point.
No.
Beer, but we don't want...
But the bullseye are the nipples. And so when I was doing it behind the bar, if you got a nipple, it goes like this. Oh, separate up, you know, you get one nipple, one free shot.
One free shot.
Two nipples, two free shots of liquor.
Two free shots.
Hit a nipple three times.
What do we get for $6?
I got $2.25.
Okay, perfect. Hand it over.
I've got 18 more cents.
Awesome. All right, let's play boob darts,
Let's play some
guys.
Boob darts. Boob dart okay, pool. These gentlemen in the studio are going to get to all see
right, so
my
I think
boobs.
This is what we should do. We should get... So how does it work? We get paper towels, right?
But there's actually a green way of doing it.
Let's do it the green way.
No. I didn't bring my wiffle balls, but I actually went green with my own burlesque
Giggles,
game.
By the way, is holding catnip.
I just pulled out a seed packet
okay,
of catnip.
I'll go grab a nipple. Wait, what?
grab a nipple. Grab a nipple.
I meant I'll go grab a napkin and we'll play. P.S. By the way, I've been showing my boobs. Listen, boobs are boobs.
Boobs
come on,
are boobs, people.
We're born naked.
Amen,
let's
boobs.
Get this radio
Amen,
going.
Amen, boobs.
You can That's great.
Call me boobs. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Talk.
Play a song.
You're like, I love when things get like really like
oh my God, we're playing
crazy and stuff like this.
Air.
You turn so red.
Here.
I'm going to go ahead and rip
I'm
this.
Gonna,
right
I'm going to be
half.
The guy who...
I need no help.
I'm going to be the guy who kind of dictates this whole thing. So you guys play boob darts.
Whatever.
I'm going to talk darts. About this.
You're not playing?
What's the difference, really? You guys are going to play boob darts, going to...
Hey, listeners, can you hear this? Right?
All right.
And oddly enough,
I'm
there is
I'm tearing my paper
green.
Into three sheets.
So we
three
get three sheets.
Sheets.
We get
you
three sheets.
I normally wear... I'm wearing a dress.
I swear to God. If the lady comes out and this chick's topless.
No, I'm not.
It's cool.
I'm done. The show must go on.
Yeah,
this is
the way the show went.
It's a burlesque game that I play. It's performance art.
I'm so screwed. She's coming. She's going to come.
You're all right, buddy.
I'll say what's your idea.
Okay.
All right. So boob darts. So what do we do exactly? We take these pieces of paper. Right,
and you
roll them up into it's very easy. You roll
paper
them up
towels?
Into a you roll them up into a ball. You get three shots, and you aim at the nipple. It's a bullseye.
So what do we get?
No, very I'm simple.
I'm ready. I'm there. I'm there. Can I go now?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, all right. Christos is our first contestant.
I'm
this
great.
Is
do I have
be,
to stand a certain distance away, or can I just
there's
put my
a distance.
Hand directly there with
no? Okay. We're actually doing this. We're playing boob darts live on the air. Sorry, mom and dad.
Live on the air. Boob darts. This is a game.
Sorry, mom and dad.
Created.
How far away can I stand? Can I stand under
just sit
three
there.
Or six
sit
inches
there.
Away?
Sit there.
I can be here.
You're,
go
you're
in
there.
Rounds, or does
right,
he get
and
three
just
shots?
For, and just for the viewers, I'm standing approximately 87 feet from my target.
No. He's like sitting.
We're all about
five
feet away.
She says
five
I'm
feet
five
away.
Feet away. I'm going. Like,
Mike is a little
blood
further
red.
Away. Okay. And okay, so who's up first? Who's up first?
Christos.
Christos.
Oh, let me go.
Let
me go.
You go. You
gonna,
and it goes
totally
one, two,
tag.
Three. One, two, three.
All right.
And the bullseye. Okay. Oh wait. Float. Jesus.
Wait.
All right. The shirt
second
is
that
off.
It was free
the shirt
on there,
is off.
This is the best game I've ever played in my life.
All right, Christos.
I know
is
it's an
you missed
amazing.
The first one.
I totally missed.
Missed
I got,
the first
I get
one.
Just left of areola, I think.
No.
Just south.
Giggles. Everybody's like silent.
You got third one.
Oh.
Wasted. All right. Giggles is up.
Okay. Giggles is up.
Fortunate.
So So yeah, I play this in my spare time.
This is a great game.
Thank you. I personally love playing it too.
I must recommend this to everyone that's ever played.
I play bachelorette parties and bachelor parties.
What are you playing? Your Balderdash?
We got this guy getting married soon, so we might do this.
I actually want to play. He's stalling so that people always stall.
And for the person at home, stalling is fantastic, primarily because guess what? You get a greater exposition of the boobs.
That's true. So the shirt is off. Giggle's gonna go for his first.
Oh, close. So close. He hit the boob, but not the nipple. All right, the nipple
best
is the
one so far.
Get it? You can.
A little high. A little high.
Let's get the microphone near the boobs.
Wait. So am I putting the microphones near the boobs?
Put the microphones near the boobs.
If the microphone can record us missing, that
let's
would
let
be
the
fantastic.
Boobs do the talking.
Oh, let's listen to the sound effects.
That was close. Hey. A little north.
Okay, right. Dave.
So absolutely nobody hit one yet.
Nobody hit one yet.
I'm finding it very difficult, however, because I'm...
What's that?
I'm
well, uncomfortable
you know
with a half-naked lady?
Remotely. Are you kidding? I think it's more a factor of I can't execute what I need because
and they're
I'm
great.
Mesmerized
I love them. They're great
the
boobs. Absolutely. Let's high five on that one. This is going fantastic. And
if you had a Kreskin head on, I would be less mesmerized.
It's true. All right, so I'm going to go the first one. Ready?
This is effing hilarious.
This is great. All right, okay. Ready?
Oh,
hey, that was
belly
close.
Button.
That was close.
It's okay, so Dave's up next. Let's right, hear. So, you got two more.
Let's get the.
All right, let's everyone hush down for a second.
Mike was making a weird.
Let's all appreciate the boobs. Let's all appreciate the boobs.
Aw, thank you.
All right, ready?
Okay.
he got it.
Dave wins.
Dave got it.
Let's get a high five around.
You get a high five on that. Okay, he's got one more shot.
That was brilliant.
Ladies and gentlemen listening, we've got one more shot. Dave's got one nipple, the left nipple.
All right, let's postpone this a little bit more.
No, come on, please.
All right, the last shot.
Okay, last shot.
I mean, I already won, so I feel good about myself.
You already get this shot of non-existence.
I'm going to go for, I hit the right one.
You hit my left.
Your left one, my right one. I'm going to go for the other one.
Okay,
ready?
Go for the other one.
Oh my god, wow, he was two out of three. That's pretty good.
There's only a couple people that have ever gotten.
Yeah, I've got
gentlemen,
amazing
it was like throwing a javelin from the face of Mount Rushmore.
It was.
So you guys are the first radio show that I've ever done. Well, my first radio show ever. How do you feel about boob darts? Is it a fun game?
I love boob darts.
Yeah,
it's a winner. It's a winner.
Eight thumbs up.
Thank you guys. I'm glad I was.
I do want to say thank you for playing boob darts with us.
Yes, of course. Anytime.
And if anyone else wants to play boob darts, come down to the studio next weekend.
And the best part about it was
and
her
bring
idea.
The boobs.
It was her idea.
Yeah,
bring the boobs and we'll play boob darts.
Totally
we'll play it in
it.
A bar. We
boob
don't
darts
care.
Is so much better than BP. You know what I'm saying? It's so much lighter.
Yeah,
so
much
lighter. Let's stop talking.
BD oil, boob
B
darts.
Darts. Boob darts.
Boob darts oil. All
right. Here's a question.
All right. What's that?
So you know, like Canada and Europe.
Awesome.
They show a lot of sex on TV.
Sure.
The mm-hmm. kids are a lot more free with their nudity.
Like tutti, sure. Like tutti frutti.
Like tutti frutti. Like you just
like tutti frutti.
Like, it's okay to be naked. Mm-hmm. But here in America, we kind of have this thing.
Well,
like,
we were founded on a very prude foundation of like the who came over here first. Whoever that was.
We're founded
I'm really
around
distraught
the bases.
By the whole boob darts thing. It was really great. All right, let's move on.
We're founded around people that are religious right that don't even believe in actual Christianity.
It's true.
I mean, let's be real.
It's true. All right, so let's step back from the heavy stuff. That was a lot of fun. Let's
okay,
keep
great.
The fun
awesome.
Going.
Let's keep
the fun.
We've got like another 15
job.
Minutes. The
Dick
worst
darts.
Job
yeah.
you've ever had. Dick darts. You would like
that. I get that request
all,
right,
all
I,
you know
the
what?
Time.
I've had a lot of comments on the gay show, and one of the comments was, I've never heard docking.
What's docking?
Remember docking? It's when you touched them together
Let
and
me
you
just tell
pull
you,
foreskin
I'm,
over.
I'm the furthest thing from gay.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what. I've heard that story before from a variety of gay friends.
Sure.
And they love it?
And I'm not necessarily loving it. I'm actually just kind of like, all right, I'm stepping aside.
Step aside.
So they enjoy it? They enjoy it? They
I
enjoy
mean,
it?
They
sure.
fell in love. They fell in love with that
They
concept.
Fell in love. They love
it's
it.
It's amazing. It's like fucking
I mean,
NASA.
I can
it's,
put my dick on the dishwasher
NASA.
And it feels good. You know what I'm saying?
Yay, men.
Yeah. Giggles rocking it hard.
It's great.
Right, okay, I mean, so worst job
me,
ever.
Tickle me Elmo.
So last
you put
week,
it by your nuts.
Last week, I have a great job. I love my job. Last week, I worked about between 60 and 70 hours. You all right?
She's got to go pee. Just
Go ahead.
Guy show.
Guy show.
Guy show.
All right, so go ahead.
I'll be back, guys.
So last week I worked like 6 or 7 hours, and it was just like, it was torture, you know? So I was like, I was thinking to myself, is this the worst job I ever had at this week? No, it wasn't. So what was your worst job?
Ever? Ever. There are quite a few.
I've had some
terrible jobs.
What was your worst job?
Well, it depends. I mean, let's go through the. You know what? Here's an interesting idea. Let's go through the work history. I mean,
okay. What was your first job?
When
you
I
ever
was
had?
My first job, I was like 9 or 10 walking the neighbor's dogs.
Oh, okay, all right, you that know? Makes sense.
I mean, because everything around the house, whether or not they give you cash for it or not,
sure.
it's still kind of chore related. But once you strike out beyond the bounds of your own household, then you start to actually get into
sure.
employment.
So what?
And I walked this fucking piss pot of a shithead dog.
Oh, they're the worst.
And he was, yeah, he was.
They're the
terrible.
Worst.
And walking him and making my life miserable the whole way for a pittance, right? And granted, in like 80 whatever five,
sure,
1985, I was probably making $5, maybe $7, $10 a week.
Sure, I mean,
doing this every day.
It's enough for candy.
Enough,
you know,
for
9 years
yeah,
old.
You know, because candy is, you know, everything you ever.
All right, real quick, real quick. Boob darts, guys. She's in the bathroom.
It's a good game.
It's a great game.
If anybody is in the process of lobbying Parker Brothers,
sure,
or,
boob darts.
Or Mattel for anything,
I think we should try
I
to
really,
do
really
ongoing
that.
Boob darts game. I think it's going to catch on. All right, so
it'll catch on in my house and your lawn.
Day.
It'll catch on in the backyard, in the garage, between the cars. I mean, it doesn't matter if you stand in the bushes in the ramble of Central Park.
It don't matter where
that's
you are.
That's a great place to play boob darts.
Boob darts.
Anytime, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that was your first job. What was your worst job?
I think my worst job, actually, was probably a wait job. Probably about 15 years ago. I worked for a guy that was rather chiseled, kind of looked like Bobby Flay. He was a floor manager, though. He didn't have enough talent to be a chef. But this guy, his name was Tom. I'm not going to give you his last name, except that it was a shoddy.
A shoddy.
And Tom was orange. He was a faking baker. He wore white shirts that were so unbelievably crisp that you could cut your life and allow the ribbons to kind of bleed slowly into a wet tub of warm water. That's how this guy was. This guy was a terrible human being, and he had a horrible day, and he gave everybody a hard time. And my last day there, I was working what was called a mid-shift. So I would come in at like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I'd work through to like 8.
Right.
So everybody would leave, and the early staff would finish the lunch, and it wouldn't be busy. And then I'd stay on and work the rest of the afternoon by myself. And we got busy that afternoon, and that guy got really pissed at me. And in being pissed at me, he was a bit of a dick. And he told me things that I shouldn't have ever heard because I'm a human being, and clearly he didn't see me as such. And in doing so, he finished his piece. I had about 9 tables. And for those of you that are listening, if you have more than 15 or 20 people to deal with, that's a lot, man.
Yeah,
that's a lot. Because all of you are fucking annoying.
It's
every
true.
Single last one of you.
It's true.
But the truth of the matter was, is it laid it down, and then he said his piece, and he yelled at me, and then he walked in the office. That was probably 19. And then I enjoyed so deeply taking my apron off and throwing it on the bar, taking my cash, and walking outside. I walked into it was in a mall.
Walking out the door.
I walked out the front door and around into an Orange Julius. I grabbed an Orange Julius. And actually, remarkably, also a banana.
A banana and orange Julius.
I ate my banana and an orange Julius on a bench in the ball, looking through the front window of the restaurant and allowing him about 12 to 15 minutes later when somebody gave him word that, oh, my God, 35, 40 people are really pissed off.
I can see that.
And they came out, and the best thing ever from my worst job ever.
Sure.
Was to watch him
freak out.
Just move in such a way that it's like watching. I mean, you can make the chicken with the head cut off reference, but it's kind of like that shitty toy from the 80s called Tommy or Tony or something that was like a little stupid robot that ran into stuff and didn't know where it was going.
Didn't know what it was doing.
Stop and back up. and then people would yell at him, and then he was sitting there being reduced to a pile of shit that he currently was.
Sure.
I mean, it was a fucking while I'm sitting there eating my orange Julius. And then I stood up, and he made eyes with me, and he caught my eye, and he saw me through the glass, and I fucking flipped him off really hard.
Nice.
And then I looked at him. I drank my soda. I tipped him the hand, and then I spilled a little bit of it on the floor, and then I walked out like I was dropping my 40, and I walked out through
nice.
The front door.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's a good time. It's good to get vindication in those circumstances.
Oh, yeah. And in my age, I've learned that I've come up with far better ways.
Sure.
Yeah. But at 19, I was pretty proud of my performance.
That's
pretty
good. My question is, did you ever tell that story to a potential of a future employer?
Actually, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, from when I was working with a couple of different people that had come from horrible situations.
Yeah.
It was clearly pertinent. Because, I mean, honestly, like, everything that you have in this world is based upon your name.
Right.
And what you've derived from it is based upon your name. And the fact of the matter is, if someone understands that as human beings, we fall short at times.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think that's the most interesting thing about
the best bridge.
Sure. But I think that's the most interesting thing about the internet generation is that your name does not go away. Once it's out there, mm-hmm. your name, whatever is attached to your name on the internet.
You're pretty well fucked, huh?
You're pretty much fucked. Like, we're all fucked. I think that's why we've talked about it before. But ongoing, I think we're going to be a much more lenient society as far as what we've done in the past. Like, yeah. It's more out there. So, I mean, you look
Clinton fucked like, Monocle, dude. And you know what? Everybody said, well, you know, he fucked her, but at least he was honest.
Right. But then you have, down the line, you had George be like, all right, I did a little coke. And then that goes okay. And then you have Obama going, yeah, I smoked some weed, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just going to get more
and then
open,
when I run for president,
whatever, Black
yeah,
dude,
I play boob darts.
I play boob darts. I play boob darts. I also got a couple of people saying, I want to play boob darts.
Okay, well, it's
$20 a head, right?
$20 a head, around, and you know, I'm actually currently finishing up a contract with a job, and
is it a boob job?
Actually, no, it's actually a really, really important job. No, it's a theater related gig, but I'm focusing super big time on a new play that I'm writing.
Let's talk about it. Let's plug.
Yeah. What's the play?
I'm writing a play about humanity, and it's part one, part two. And the first part is prehistoric love. It's about, early humanity 100,000 years ago. It's a love story, about the first man and first woman or a potential early Homo sapien couple 100,000 years ago. I'm obsessed with geology. I'm obsessed with anthropology and evolution and paleontology and primatology. I mean, like, I just spend a lot of time drinking a lot of weed, maybe smoking some stuff and reading the internet growing
good
up.
To me.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of weed and smoking some boobs.
Yeah. Smoking some boobs.
Drinking some boobs.
Again, I think
actually,
that's the first time
boobs.
I've heard you in a while again.
It's true. That's why I gave her the good mic. You should do the talking.
Anyway, so I came
it's
up.
Boob dart,
I came up with this concept.
From now
10
on,
years
that's
ago.
The boob dart, Mike.
This is the boob dart.
10
Mike.
Years ago,
yeah,
that's fantastic.
I came up
you've
with
been
play.
Harboring it for I've, it, or have
I've,
you
it's actually been.
It out?
It's been. I've created a couple plays, and I create a lot of art, and it kind of sits in my head for a little bit, and it kind of marinates, and then when it's time for it to come out, it's almost kind of like giving birth. I know it sounds so hippy dippy, but the play had been sitting in my head for about 10 years, and I finally had the opportunity to get it on its feet. So the play is called Prehistoric Love, and it's about the first, a potential first human relationship before language, although there is language. Giggles is giggling.
He's got the giggles.
Well, you keep thinking about boob darts.
I know. It's so hard to... It's hard to go back and sound important.
You really brought the light up, you know?
Here's the thing. Before we get too far, keep going.
Let's get the whole thing done.
Okay.
Where are you?
Christos, producing.
Okay, so I wrote the play. I've been writing it for 10 years, and I did a short performance.
You're just losing it.
Boob darts is a really fun game.
I know it is. But look at him.
Okay.
It's just so unbelievably difficult to get out of your head.
It is, guys.
I mean, I can't.
But we're professionals
here,
people.
I've been proposed to so many times. Like, I had to make up a fake bartender name. Goldie. P.S. by the way.
What about, like, Coco?
Oh, I like that. Actually.
Because that would be so odd from a white girl.
Oh, Coco?
Coco.
No.
Cocoa.
I actually use cocoa butter shampoo and conditioner. Anyway.
Sure, it's good for you.
Anyway.
All right, so the play
I know, boob darts. So hard. We should have saved boob darts for the end. Okay, well,
we could always do it again. I'm just saying.
We could always play it again.
I got 8 more rolls of paper towels.
I love that people are thinking about playing it. I will, if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, call me Goldie.
Call me Goldie?
Call me Goldie, G-O-L-D-I-E, because my hair is kind of
gold. So that's the
totally Goldie.
Twitter.com/callmegoldie.
Call me beautiful is really what it should be, right?
Oh, thank you so much.
Call me giggles. Absolutely.
Call me Goldie is my Twitter name, and I'll post. I'm literally, the concept is that I don't want to work for anybody. I just want to create my plays. I want to perform and do performance activism, and I really don't want to sort of work for anybody other than myself and other people that I believe in. And so I'm going to be playing boob darts. I think that's my mission for the next couple of weeks.
It's
is
a
just
good mission.
Go to bars and just play. So if anybody out there has a bar that they want to host
a boob dart
night, let's do it.
Yeah, amen. Let's make it happen.
I like it. All right.
So to bring boob darts to Russ for just for a moment, Prehistoric Love, I did it for this performance festival in Brooklyn. And I have some people that are interested in sponsoring the play. But I want to write a second act. And the second act is where humanity is now. So the first act is early humanity, and the second act is where we are now. And I really want to focus on the BP oil spill because it's a very important. I'm not going to talk about the play, but I'm going to New Hampshire this weekend to write about the second act. And so that's where I'm at with the play. Prehistoric Love.
646-915-9228. We got 4 minutes left. Apparently it's saying that we're down, but we shouldn't be.
Did you schedule an hour and a half on Block Talk?
Yeah, we did. We're still on right now.
Oh, okay.
We should still be on right now, so give it another try. We have another couple minutes left if you want to get your call in. Just 646-915-9228. Maybe there was another number that
good,
you tried.
It's a good thing that people are listening.
Yeah, I like
it. I was hoping that there would be a caller that somebody I knew.
It's going to happen sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. One day.
We'll
one day.
Send you the link.
We'll send you the link. You can link it up to everybody, and everyone will be able to. So we got 4 minutes left in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to get out.
Your boobs.
No. Yes. No. I want you to talk about the last little issue you'd want to get out there that you're the most passionate about and really drive it home.
Okay. My head is at right now with corporations. There were a couple laws that were passed recently to give. Is the music really loud? That I just
don't worry about it. Okay. Everything's cool.
Okay, I feel like it's like super loud. Anyway, there were a couple laws that were passed recently that have given corporations a lot of power, a lot more power than they already have. And in terms of things that we didn't mention, e-waste, electronic waste, corporations are taking the e-waste and they're shipping it overseas. For them to quote unquote break down and recycle.
I don't know e-waste.
Oh god.
I really don't.
Okay, e-waste is basically e-waste. When remember we were talking about the batteries. Take our cell phone for example.
Oh,
our cell phone when it dies, we end up a lot of people.
That's what that is.
A lot of people just throw it away. Electronic waste.
I like it.
So when you throw away your cell phone, it ends up in the landfill, and the toxins inside the it leaks into the water system. And again, it's all about the water. And guys, I'm telling you, the water.
Is the most important element.
Water
we
is going to be
75% of the.
We better find it. 75% of our body.
It's exactly, water. And you know what?
Let's start there.
We're that's destroying crazy. The water system with this, and that's my biggest issue is toxic water, and I think that's where we're heading.
We're fucked.
Sorry. Yeah. So to nail it home, corporations are passing a lot of laws because they're influencing politicians, and I'm trying to fight against corporations. So I'm going to DC on Thursday for my first big DC rally.
Nice.
And I'm dressing up as United States of America. Big cardboard cutout. It's called performance activism. I'm dressing up as United States of America. It's going to say corporations are screwing Americans.
They are.
And the rest of the world and the planet. And I'll be letting people dress up as Uncle Sam and bend me over and fuck me on the ass. Because corporations are fucking
Americans
in the ass.
Wait, are you actually physically allowing this to happen?
Well, it depends on who I meet while I'm down in D.C.
Like amen. Well, let's start. We're going off the air in one.
Okay. No.
All
but
right, so
the idea is that they're going to be dressing up. I'm going to give them a coat and an American tie.
That?
That's D.C. Thursday.
This Thursday.
There's a huge rally for Planned Parenthood and the budget cuts, but I'm going to spread the message of corporations and the evil corporations.
All right.
This
and
Thursday.
How they're fucking the world.
Also, the 19th. We're going to come out. We're going to make the monster. Where is that again?
Oh, yeah. That's the Botanical Garden in the Bronx. There will be children. I hope Yeah.
Don't play boob darts with him.
There will not be any boob darts, I promise, on my life.
All right, so we got a minute left. Twitter.com/callmegoldie.
Yep. 90
seconds. We got a minute and a half. And go there and friend her or whatever they call that in the Twitterverse. Twitter
follow.
Her, follow
or
you.
Or tweet me.
And Christos, thanks for coming in.
Hey, yeah. Always. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the love. And you know what? It's no different today than it was last week, and it'll be next week.
Yeah, you'll be, maybe come back next week. You're always a good man to have. Any website you want to plug before we go?
You know what I do want to plug tonight? I want to plug JP Jakeway and Lily Cole's birthdays today.
Yay,
they had a blast today. I know that I wasn't able to be there, and I really, really wish I was. But I know that they had a good time. And
happy birthday.
Thanks for having me out there. Amen.
All right, and that really sparked.
Idly hey!
Go home.
Doodly doo!